You are listening to Long Innings, brought to you by Cricket Next. On this episode of Long Innings, we take a look at the best and worst IPL captains.
Captaining an IPL side is not a simple job. It's a high-pressure job, and sometimes the pressure gets to even the coolest cat around. Just ask MS Dhoni, who was recently sanctioned and penalised 50% of his match fees for losing his cool and walking on the field to contest an umpiring decision. Then there are the demands of the high-profile IPL owner, and a few of them have been known to needlessly meddle with the workings of the team. Now, the IPL perhaps is the only league where the owners are prominently shown on the big screens repeatedly during matches. This also adds to the pressures any IPL captain faces. Then, on one side, he has international stars to manage, and on the other side, young domestic players to groom, all during the same match. Takes it all on the captain, this kind of stuff. Now, over the years, some captains have thrived under this sort of pressure, and some not so much. On this podcast, we look at some of the captains who can be counted amongst the best IPL captains, as their IPL records are right up there with the best. While on the flip side, we look at some of the captains with the worst IPL record. The best. Right off the bat, let us name the honourable mentions. Now, these are captains who, had they been captain for a bit longer or played a few more seasons as captain, thus with more games as captain under their belt, they would have surely been amongst the captains with the best records. The first name here is Steve Smith. If not for other reasons, he would have been leading the Rajasthan Royals team this year right from the start. He was eventually made the skipper towards the closing stages, but that decision came very late in the day. Smith has a fantastic record as a captain, with 16 wins in 24 matches for Rising Pune Supergiants, Rajasthan Royals and Pune Warriors. It's a similar story for David Warner, who also did not captain the Sunrisers Hyderabad in 2019, but did lead them for 47 matches before the season, winning 26 of those and even securing the title in 2016. When it comes to winning captains, one can never forget Shane Warne leading Rajasthan Royals to the title in the very first season of the IPL, where the pre-tournament rank outsiders surprised everyone. It was during that run that people truly recognised how great a captain Warney could have been for Australia. To give a non-Aussie tinge to the honourable mentions, we must also state the stellar job that Kane Williamson has done with Sunrisers Hyderabad. Taking over from Warner in 2018, he also led his team from the front to the top of the table in 2018. There was also Anil Kumble, who took the RCB mantle from Peterson in 2009 and led the team to 15 wins from 26 outings as a captain. Now, let's take a look at the best. MS Dhoni, no-brainer this one, the only captain in the IPL with more than 100 wins and a win percentage over 60% to boot. It's not surprising hence that he makes this list because he's led India to a world title even before IPL began. During that tournament, he had made some unconventional decisions and he carried on in the same spirit during the IPL as well over the years. He has always given players and also fans a lot of comfort as a captain. He has exhibited a lot of maturity and expected the same from his team members as well. There are no long team meetings. He discusses the overall plans and roles for the players and expects them to perform their role accordingly more often than not. He has a fairly realistic expectation of the outcome, and thus, if a bowler is getting smashed, he doesn't really get very perturbed by it, knowing full well that such things, you know, happen. This calmness was also on display during post-match interviews in IPL 2018. Whenever he was asked about his side's fitness and fielding, he was quite clear that he had a dad's army side and therefore his team was never going to be the fittest or quickest fielding unit. And hence, his team had to bowl, set fields and post totals accordingly. He's also been quick to gauge the strengths of his players, and thus he's often had Deepak Chahar or Mohit Sharma in the past bowl their full quota of overs before the slog overs. He's also been innovative and got the likes of R. Ashwin to bowl in the power plays, or players like Parthiv Patel to open the innings with Matthew Hayden to make it difficult for bowlers to adjust length whenever the strike rotated. He also backs his players and teams and seldom indulges in chopping and changing. Dhoni is able to extract the best from his players. This was evident in the way he persisted with Shane Watson in 2018. Watson ended up playing a match-winning innings in the final that clinched the trophy for CSK. Prior to that, Watson's 2 years with Royal Challengers Bangalore saw him shunted up and down the order. Then there was Rayudu, who was also used to playing as a floater for Mumbai Indians and thus always unsure of his role. In CSK, MS Dhoni asked him to play as an opener, and playing in a fixed position unlocked Rayudu, and he scored over 600 runs. Dhoni is also very flexible with his game plans, choosing to use a premier spinner like Jadeja during the power play on certain occasions and not bowling him at all at other times. This approach and flexibility are just a few reasons that make Dhoni the best. Three IPL titles for CSK confirm that. Gautam Gambhir. When Kolkata Knight Riders went for a squad rejig in 2011, they went in favour of Gambhir as captain over the likes of Callis, who were also in the squad. Gambhir had led his state side, but did not really have much leadership experience at the international level often, and people were wary of the decision to make him captain. How wrong they were to doubt him. While always serious and frowning on the field, Gambhir backed his players and took calculated punts, like getting a player like Manvinder Bisla to open the innings for the team in 2012, where he top scored in the final. Gambhir also used to have innovative field placings and used to often station himself at short leg or silly point whenever a new player came in to play against spin, just to put some extra pressure. He also took a punt on opening the batting with Sunil Narayan, and that added another dimension to the Kolkata Knight Riders team, a decision that benefits Kolkata Knight Riders to this day. His never say die attitude also rubbed off on the team as well, and players like Robin Uttappa, Manish Pandey and Piyush Chawla also flourished under him. He served as captain 129 times, winning 71 games, including two titles in 2012 and 2014. Rohit Sharma. Sharma's captaincy has been a revelation ever since he took it up in 2013, leading his team to a title in his very first year as captain, and then again in 2015, 17 and 19. It's not that he's done something extraordinary on the field, but his reading of the game situation and his decisions from that have impressed a lot of people. You'll see him bring on a spinner against a compulsive sweeper, or when teams are eyeing quick runs to buy a wicket by setting appropriate fields. You'll see him changing fields to tempt batsmen to play against the spin or bowlers' lines. You'll also see him give a license to his fast bowlers like Malinga or Mitchell Johnson to attack dangerous opposition players like Chris Gayle and AB de Villiers and meet with success more often than not. Subtle changes to the field or tactics or bowling have generally led to desired results from him, and that's proof that hitman reads the game pretty well. This was noticed by the Indian team management as well, and he's currently India's limited overs vice-captain and can often be seen having discussions with Virat on the field during play. This year's IPL win is just the newest feather in his cap. Let's move on to the not-so-good captains. There have been a plethora of captains in the many years that the IPL has been around. Those who've just not done well in the IPL, like Aaron Finch, Brendan McCullum and David Miller, who've led sides who were already demoralised by the time they were handed the captaincy and thus did not do well at all. Then there were the likes of Bhuvneshwar Kumar, who leads Sunrisers Hyderabad when the regular captain is unavailable. And finally, there are those like Murali Vijay or VVS Lakshman, who were appointed captains but were removed from captaincy only after a few games due to poor results. We take a look at captains who've led at least 15 times but still have a poor record. Kevin Pietersen. He led as captain 17 times and registered only 3 wins. First at RCB, where he played 6 games at captain and won only 2, and then with Delhi Daredevils, with whom he led for 13 games to register only 1 solitary win. Granted that the Delhi team of 2014 was not all that hot, but the RCB team of 2009, whom he led as captain, reached the final that year. Pietersen ended up being this very talented individual who struggled as a captain. He has the poorest record in the IPL when we consider win percentages for captains who've led more than 10 times. Mahela Jayawardene. An international captain of repute, Mahela struggled as captain in the IPL, leading his side successfully only 10 times in 30 matches. He captained Delhi, Punjab and the Kochi Tuskers. The Delhi team of 2010 was the same squad that reached the semis in 2008 and 9, and the Kochi Tuskers was a good side with players like Ravindra Jadeja, Brad Hodge, McCullum, Muralidharan, Parthiv Patel and Kedar Jadhav, but just did not gel. Kumar Sangakkara. Another international star captain who led his team to World Cup finals but has not succeeded often in the IPL with only 15 wins from 47 matches. This man, in fact, dropped himself as a captain and player during one of the seasons for Sunrisers Hyderabad. The other teams he led were Deccan Chargers and Kings XI Punjab. Many foreign captains have also struggled to understand the strengths and weaknesses of the local players, faced a difficult time communicating with them given the obvious language issues. That's why you'll find many of them with poor records. Thus, it's only fair that we look at Indian captains with poor records. Here they come. Ajinkya Rahane. Ajinkya has registered less than 10 wins in his time with Rajasthan. He's generally been found wanting at crucial moments with his decision-making. He's also not very impressive or communicative on the field, and this has been a trait that hasn't really helped his leadership. Whether it's team selection or bowling changes, his many errors in judgment have cost his side. Sourav Ganguly. This one was perhaps the most disappointing. Dada was a great captain for India, an astute risk-taker whose match awareness was fantastic. But Ganguly struggled during the IPL, winning only 17 matches as captain out of the 42 times he's led on field. His differences of opinion with the KKR management famously led to him being dropped as captain over poor results. Another captain who has struggled of late in the IPL is Virat Kohli. After the 2016 season where the RCB team reached the finals, his side has been underwhelming, winning just 3 games in 2017, 6 in 2018 and only 5 this year. Kohli has been seen exasperated on the field several times in the last 3 years. Fortunately, IPL failures have had no bearing on when he's led the Indian team. Under him, India reached the number one position in tests and remain amongst the top 2 or 3 in white ball cricket. So that really was the list of the best and worst captaincy records in the IPL. You'd expect Dhoni to be amongst the best, and he is. But others like Dada, who've been all-time great captains of the Indian cricket team, haven't really had the same success in the IPL. Then again, the IPL is something else entirely.
This podcast was brought to you by Cricket Next. Thanks for tuning in.